This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, another hour of conversation. If you've been searching for a really good way to spend time during the day, I'll volunteer our services. Right, are you ready, ladies?
Ready.
We're all here. Yay!
What was that?
Okay. I was me doing my
The
old Rush Limbaugh interpretive
great.
Imitation. Yeah, I know. You thought you'd be very happy about that. So here we have Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on the ready. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off this hour and today. One of the things about returning to normal has been traffic. We're all talking about what we need to wear, what we're going to eat, how we're going to lose weight, we got to go back to work, yada, yada. And then there's the traffic. And I must say that my jobs don't involve traffic much. The radio program I do from home, I do the management of the radio program from home with other folks who are actually working from home as well. And my farm is up the street, so I have to drive less than a quarter of a mile up the street to the farm for the activities that are there. Granted, I have to go out and about this time of year procuring equipment and tractor and animals and that sort of thing. But I still am not in the 5 o'clock world, if you will. And so now, looking around when I do have to go out and drive, we are back to parking lots. The highways are pretty much back to normal. And especially this time of year when we're very conscious about traffic jams going to the Cape, for example, or up to certain places in New Hampshire. The weather here has been absolutely on the East Coast. I don't know how it's been down in Jersey, but here in New England, it has been fabulous.
Yeah, beautiful.
The past 4 or 5 days, and people are out there driving to the Cape.
People were loaded. I live at the beach, and the beaches were packed on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was like a regular summer beach day.
Yep, right. So with that comes the realization that there is change or going back to the way we were. So there's that going back to sort of quote-unquote normal. And then there's the return to normal crime stats, which is something that, you know, a lot of people have sort of put out of their minds, this sort of thing, because there have been other things that have been a priority. But now a lot of focus on the police and what's going on in the reform department. So I wondered if you'd go through for some of the stats, Victoria, as crime rates seem to be going up.
Yeah, so a lot of police agencies were ordered to undergo reform by a federal court. This was back in, these were called consent decrees, and this started in 2012. There has been an increase in violent crime rates in various cities. The rates suggest that there can be unintended consequences, at least in the short term, to the policing changes that a lot of Americans have demanded in the last year since George Floyd's death. This has also given police unions another argument in their campaign against making any changes. So a lot of the FBI and the Justice Department data, there are 12 different agencies under these consent decrees since 2012. It found that 7 of them experienced jumps in violent crime rates in 2 years compared to the 2 years before they entered into the consent decrees. Now, the interesting thing is smaller municipalities that have 50,000 people or fewer that also are part of this consent decree, they actually saw violent crime rates decline pretty sharply. So now criminal justice scholars are weighing in on this, and they're saying it's anecdotal, really, at best, as to, you know, reasons why some of those crimes are spiking in certain cities. But just to go over the last couple of years, here's where they rank. The number one biggest increase, and this will not be surprising to you, was Los Angeles. They had a 61% increase
homeless
in violent crime.
Out of control. Out of control.
Number
it's like
two.
A,
well,
it's like
not the homeless people, though. It's not. But the
well,
homeless people aren't really. Well,
yeah,
not in these stats. Sure. It's actually not. It's
well,
so
whatever.
It's gang violence.
Real experience. Well, the gangs have been enhanced, yes, It's pretty much across the board, equal opportunity.
But homeless people aren't committing. But homeless people aren't like, you know, they're not committing murders. I'm looking at the stats, Doug. This is from the FBI and 12 agencies from the Justice Department.
What people who live there will tell you is that it is.
I know
whether
you had your bike
not
stolen.
Murder and mayhem, it
well,
still
this
is
but,
disconcerting.
No, but this is,
and
right, but what we're focusing on here, these are violent crimes. This is not theft. So this is violent crimes. So Los Angeles has a major problem, and the answer isn't just the homeless population. They've got a major, major gun violence problem.
Their problem is the public unions there. You're right about the number of people the police are digging their heels in, and we know what the teachers are listening to Jennifer tell the story about the teachers and what they won't do, and they get away with their drawing a line in the sand. But it seems to me, under the circumstances, and we probably can look at all these other stats, I don't want you to derail going through the numbers, because people need to have their eyes opened, their ears opened. But one of the real problems, the main cog in this wheel, are the public unions that seem to refuse to change. And if they do that, it's going to be at their own expense. I just see the police saying, we don't want to change. You are a problem. The police in general are a problem. And so maybe not specific members and, you know, the people who keep saying, oh, no, we got to support the police at all costs. No, at all costs. No, you can't keep doing that, because there's a reason for these stats. If it doesn't make any difference how many police there are, there's still the people that are there should be doing their jobs, and this points to them not doing their jobs. Are they afraid for whatever the reason because of the justice system? I don't know, but I can tell you that this is not these numbers are not good. Anyway, keep going.
Well, so after Los Angeles, which is the city that saw the biggest increase with 61%, I have no idea what the explanation is for number two. It's Albuquerque, New Mexico. They saw a 36% increase in violent crimes over the last 2 years. What is going on in New Mexico? I have no idea why Albuquerque ranks at number two.
Usually,
I don't either. Something's going on
there.
I get
the third one. I get three, and I get four, and I get...
Number three is Seattle, which there's been a lot of unrest in Seattle. So they saw a 27% increase. Number four, my favorite city besides New York, New Orleans, saw a 20% increase. New Orleans has a lot of gang issues. They've got a lot of gang problems. They've got a lot of poverty in certain areas, in a lot of pockets of the city. I can understand that one. But
there are a lot of immigration problems tied to this. Look at where most of this area is. These are cities, at least four or five of them, close to the border, and that accounts for a lot of the crime in and of itself. New Orleans has, after the hurricane, come back in a big way. They've incentivized making movies and TV shows and stuff there, try to get the visibility back so people will feel comfortable. But you look at numbers like this, who'd feel comfortable going to a city that's crime rate has increased by 20%.
Yeah.
That's
number five on the list is another one I don't understand. Maricopa County, Arizona, saw a 19% increase in violent crime. What's going on in Maricopa County, Arizona?
It's the immigration influence.
How do we explain the next one? It's Cleveland. That's Jay's hometown. Oh. So that's Cleveland saw a 13% increase.
I think you would
it's
say
on a rise for a few years.
Jay, the number of, you know, we don't just have... Now, the problem with illegal immigrants is not just in the South. There are plenty of cities, certainly here in Boston, the Boston area, has been an increase in crime because of people being here illegitimately and what that creates. It doesn't speak to the last one on the list, though, Victoria.
Baltimore. Baltimore has an increase of 11% of violent crimes.
A corrupt, horrible city. That's all. It's one of the worst cities. You know, people used to say that about Cleveland. Cleveland was the mistake on the lake. Not the same thing at all. For whatever the reason, the crime, the corruption, the culture of Baltimore, having worked there and lived there for a little while many years ago, it's a nasty place. It just isn't, there's no comfort level in Baltimore for, other than you go down to the harbor, it's kind of a nice area, but once you go away from that, it's really, it's a horrible place.
Essentially, as this report now has been put together, This, like I said, this is a review of the FBI and the Justice Department data. This is all 12 agencies that have been put under this, you know, these reforms. We'll see. This is considered still to be the short term. So we'll see what we won't know what the real long term effects of these, you know, of these consent decrees will be. I would say probably for at least another 5 years. And so we'll see what the overall average will be. A lot of, like I said, the criminal justice scholars saying no one knows exactly why these things spike immediately and, you know, in the short term. Again, though, if the police unions are using this as an excuse to not have any reforms, then we're really just spinning our wheels. We're not going to get, we're not going to get anywhere to see what the long-term effects might be.
All right. Long-term effects of what's going on in terms of a famous actor wants to run for governor of a big state. Will he or won't he? That's coming up after a couple of words here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, so Matthew McConaughey is doing more than just talking about running. He's apparently making calls. And the biggest problem right now is, for him, he says, is whether he'd run as a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent, because he describes himself, kind of a funny phrase, as being a hardcore centrist. So the thing that doesn't hold sway is the factor that's going on now. We can see in California as well, or other places where celebrities have run for office. I'm not talking about C-level people who are barely known, but an A-lister like McConaughey, who's a big-time actor, very popular, is, I think this is a factor here. And he thinks, apparently, it is right now, but he says he just doesn't know if he wants to run as a, as I said, a Republican, Democrat, whatever it is. So, I think, you know, he's an intelligent guy, and he wants to be involved in something that makes a difference. Schwarzenegger said the same thing. You know, at one point in his career when he had plenty of money and he didn't really feel like he needed to act at a particular time in his life, he wanted to do something else that was more involving, shall we say. And I think that's what McConaughey is thinking, too. What do you think, ladies? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think he's a smart guy. I think he doesn't get a lot of credit for being as smart as he is. But if the people, you know, agree with him, let's see what happens. It's interesting.
All right. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to go to the clickbait department. No, that's not really true. To the DJV social media department. And we have Golden State's Stephen. Is it Stefan? It's Steph.
Stefan.
Yeah,
Stefan.
I pronounce it with an E. He did pretty well in the NBA. What's that scoop here?
He has become the NBA's leading scorer. This is the second time in his career that he's done so. It's a big deal. It's pretty awesome.
He's a short guy, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and he's 33 years old. So Steph Curry and Michael Jordan are the only two that have won the title after turning 33.
Huh. How about that? Now, speaking of basketball, I see Kobe Bryant has been inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, some other greats inducted into the class of 2020, but they didn't do it last year, so they did it this year, right? So,
yes,
his wife
said, correct.
Never be anybody like Kobe. Well, we kind of all have been there. She's still suing everybody involved in that, the company.
Yeah, the helicopter company.
The helicopter, yeah.
Yes, and I think, and also she sued and I think has already won a big settlement with the sheriff's department who took those pictures.
Yeah,
and then some firefighters also took pictures, and they were fired. It's she's giving the money to the other families, though. Whatever she makes from the, I mean, obviously she doesn't need it, but whatever the money is goes to the other families.
Yeah. All right, here's another interesting thing from the world of sports that will be trending. Those who were fans of Marv Albert, the legend, and I think the legendary name, the adjective, goes with him. He's been doing a lot of sports all of his whole career. He's been doing NBA play-by-play for 20-some years. He's calling it a year, a day, if you will, a career after the playoffs. You know, it's just this time of year, you know, you have hockey and you've got basketball. You can't get into it, or I can't get into it, not that I normally do anyway. But with baseball, it seems that these things go on and on and on. At any rate, this guy has been a sports broadcaster for 61 years. Imagine that, ladies. 61 years he's been doing play-by-play. I think, if I remember correctly, there was a gaffe in here. He got caught doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing, I think about 10 or 12 years ago, but then got back quickly into the broadcast booth. I think he and, I don't know, I can't remember. There was something anyway.
A sexual assault scandal in 97.
Okay, right. All right, and he is one of those guys that wears a terrible toupee. Okay?
CJ, he can't help himself.
Good luck to him in his retirement. Guys like that, though, what do they do in their retirement? You know, you think
speaking
about it.
Speaking engagements, they write books.
Yeah.
Yeah, give true. Their memoirs. He'll be 80 next month.
Yep. Yeah, been at it a long time. He still sounds good, though. Voice has a great voice. All right, Prince Harry is trending. Jay, why?
He is taking some heat for calling the First Amendment bonkers. He was on an episode of Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert, and they were discussing the media, quote-unquote, feeding frenzy that arose from when he stayed at Tyler Perry's Beverly Hills mansion. And he was talking about the First Amendment and how he doesn't understand it. And I mean, that to think about that, like, you know, America, we have the First Amendment, and other countries that don't have that, it doesn't make sense.
They don't even have a constitution in England.
Yeah.
You are a citizen at the behest of the Queen. That's it. The Queen is all powerful. You have no real rights in England or any of the Commonwealth nations. And if you look around, the constitutions of most of the European countries are the same. The constitution that was redone after the Nazis were thrown out in Germany, there are no rights. People don't have any rights, really. I mean, there's assumed rights, but they don't have them in writing like we do here. I think people, that's another thing about education. People just don't understand how different it is here in this country. You know, we know on the surface the context of it all, but realizing, you know, deep down ingrained in our reality, our freedoms are not like other countries. They really aren't. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the last couple of weeks I've received a lot of calls from listeners saying, Warren, my dog just absolutely goes crazy or gets really scared when he gets in a car. Think about a car from your dog's point of view. He's in something that's moving when he's sitting still. It's a hard concept for a dog to understand, especially if he's sitting in the car and he sees other dogs walking by. Of course he's going to react. One of the best ways to really get your dog to understand that it's okay to be in a car is a good place, is to spend time in the car stationary without the car moving. Just sit in the driveway, give them a favorite toy or a treat, or even a little massage if you want. And then take gradual trips. In other words, rather than go for a long trip and end up at a veterinary hospital where the dog may not be too happy, take short trips to a friend's house to visit grandma or an aunt or an uncle. It can make all the difference in the world. The car should be a positive, fun place for you and your pet. Just be safe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, once.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And a coalition of human rights groups are calling for a full boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to be held in China. The group issued a statement Monday calling on the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a global boycott of the Games based on China's treatment of Muslim minorities, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. The group cites the State Department's recent report that stated genocide and crimes against humanity had taken place against Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Conservative analyst Candace Owens is calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci on Fox News Monday. The infectious disease expert said coronavirus exposes the undeniable effects of racism on the black community.
The left is always looking for a victim narrative. And let me tell you, if there's ever been a victim that is deserving of airtime, it's science. It made so much sense, and now it's suddenly over. And I like to say that Dr. Fauci to me is like, you know, when you're a kid and you play that game, Simon says, touch your head, Simon says, touch your toes. You've always wondered, who is Simon and why are we doing what he says? Simon is Dr. Fauci. He's making this stuff up as you go along. Wear your mask. Simon says, wear your mask. Simon says, don't wear your mask. Simon says now that COVID is racist and it affects black people more poorly. We don't know why he's saying it. It makes entirely no sense, but apparently a lot of people are following his orders, and this is his new push to blame this somehow on systemic racism. By the way, if he's concerned about systemic racism and he's talking about how COVID might affect black people, I think what he's hitting at is obesity, right? We represent like a higher percentage of people that are obese, black Americans, and obesity is the number one killer in America. He might be onto something there, but it has nothing to do with race. Race is not determining whether or not you're fat or whether or not you're skinny. And these are good discussions that we should be having. Of course, what the left is obsessed with right now is politicizing science. And right now, the policy is, if you want to accomplish anything in life, just call the other thing racist. To say not to have what I want would be racist. And that's exactly what they do over and over and over again.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The answer is yes. It's much better to say yes than it is to say no, don't you think? Makes you feel better. Yes. Are you excited about the day today? Yes. Are you enthusiastic about the possibilities of the week? Yes. Are you intoxicated by the weather? Yes. Are you happy with your husband or your wife? Yes. I don't have to ask that question.
You don't have to ask that question.
No, but you two do. And I like hearing your stories about your husband. Apparently, Victoria spent the weekend rearranging her new home, and her husband apparently has a bad eye. So that everything that gets hung
I'm
on the wall
he does.
Is crooked.
Everything that he hangs, the left corner is like way higher than the right. I don't
well, maybe,
even when he uses a level, I don't know.
Is his political bent the same as yours? Maybe that's the excuse.
He's totally apolitical, honestly.
Oh, is he?
He has no interest in politics.
I think
that's
the only way he can live with you. I think that's probably. Well,
that's
come
insane
on.
To say. Oh, Jen is one of my favorite. You're
no,
insane.
I'm not saying
Jennifer
that,
is one of my favorite people on the planet, and we do not agree on anything politically.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah,
really
that's
unfair
to
say that.
No, it's not. You're
yes, it's
very,
totally. No, it's completely unfair to say that.
Strong-willed. No, it's
so.
Not.
So is Jen. So, yeah, so is Jen.
Yeah. No, I'd say the same thing to her. Absolutely.
some of the greatest moments are when Victoria and Jen are going at it politically and bringing valid facts from both sides, and then as soon as we're off air, and then the way you guys talk, and people listening are probably like, oh my gosh, they might hate each other the way they just went at it.
No, we go.
And then you guys are genuinely like close friends. There's so much respect there.
Yeah, and then we go right into, like, you know, gossip and celebrities and fashion. Yeah,
exactly. The stuff that really is important.
Right.
Okay, so here's the story of Dr. Hina Tlaib, who is in charge of medicine at Children's Hospital in New York, who is talking about parents preparing their youngsters to get shots and whether it's a good idea for youngsters 12 to 15 to have the shots even, or what parents are thinking about it, whether children are scared about it, all that sort of thing. She says, quote, I'm not an anti-vaxxer or an anti-masker. I'm worried, she says, because parents across the country are sharing those concerns with me. She has a huge following, apparently, thousands, tens of thousands of people on Instagram. They go, you can probably find her, ladies, Teen Health Doc. It's at Teen Health Doc, so that would be her handle on, Twitter and Instagram, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's talking about whether parents ought to be concerned. She says there are no serious safety concerns for children thus far at all. And the fellow who's
and the kids also get a much lower dose. There was a doctor I was watching.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah,
I didn't
that's
know
also
that.
Something that, yeah. So the kids are getting like a half dose, basically, and it's apparently just as effective in kids as it is in adults.
Well, has it
look,
been
the vaccines,
weight? If you're supposed to have half as much because you don't weigh as much?
Well, if you're just tinier, yeah, that would make sense. I don't know that they're weighing kids and doing it that way. I just saw that a virologist was on, I don't, one of maybe NBC or ABC News over the weekend, saying that, that parents, like, you know, there's a lot of misinformation, and that little kids are not getting the same amount of liquid that, you know, we got jabbed with. So it's, yeah, they have it.
Just, we get jabbed with. Isn't it?
Well, you know, in England they call it a jab. So
yeah, no, they do. Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that I have found is a result of the pandemic, getting things back to normal, if you will, the cost of groceries. I went to the grocery store yesterday morning, as I often do on Sunday morning, and I spent $400 for four bags of groceries. And so I'm just looking at the stuff this morning. I didn't have time to think about it yesterday too much because I was busy on the farm. But as I set out the sorts of fruits and veggies and things that I eat while I'm on the air, I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on here? And I saw nosing around a couple of different places. As you know, I go to the farm sites to get some connection to reality as to what the farmers are getting as opposed to what you're paying. Consumer Price Index confirms what we mostly know. Price is going up for basic foods. Food price inflation in some areas, excuse me, depending on what the category is, are 12 points higher than they were last year at this time. The average increase in groceries is between 2.4% and 4%, depending on where you live. I don't know that that's a 4.9%, for example, in New York City and around there. The cost of grains and corn, wheat, to a point, has been affected by the ability to raise it and grow it. And by the way, how much China has bought. That's the price that you're paying. Oh, my God, this drives me nuts. The price that you and I are paying at the grocery store, the food store, wherever you buy, is directly related to what the Chinese are buying on the open market and how they're controlling because they don't have adequate food supplies for their own people. They're going on to the international markets and they're buying. So the big ag outfits that are in collusion with the Chinese government, they think this is fabulous. The price of corn and wheat hasn't been this high for years and years and years. Spikes are affecting what farmers are getting or what the giant agribusinesses are getting, but it's also affecting what you're paying. The cost of seafood, for example. Last night I had shrimp, garlic shrimp with my friends, and I had a salad, and I forget what else did I have. I don't know. We had an avocado and stuff. It was $40 for like a few little pieces of shrimp and a salad.
All the restaurants have just jacked their prices up. And I understand they need to, you know, they need to kind of make up some gains.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had this is going to sound ridiculous, but I had a $19 turkey burger last night, so.
$19?
Well, it was the best ever.
It was the best turkey burger I've ever had, but, yeah, I mean, it was.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it had some avocado with it and some french fries, and that was it. And so, but. Yeah, that's the most expensive turkey burger. I could have made, like, I could have literally made maybe 8 of my own turkey burgers at home for that price.
Right, so the same price. Yeah, exactly. Well, the price of seafood has gone up the highest. Prepared foods, I'm looking at the list here of how much the prices have gone up. Seafood is up almost 40% from where it was before the pandemic.
Ordering fish on a menu is expensive.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. And that's all I'll eat other than vegetarian stuff.
Right.
So let's see here. Prepared foods are up 37%. Sweet goods, chocolate, candy, up 20%. Donuts, up 17%. Let's see here. Fruit, up almost 17%. Processed meat, 16%. Sugar, sweeteners, that sort of thing, up 7%. Vitamins and supplements, man, you want to talk about crazy prices. Oh, my God. What these people charge for this stuff? You want to buy, you know, regular supplements, vitamins C and D, B, that sort of thing that are very important to your body. You can pay $12, $13, $20 for, you know, 30 capsules of this stuff. Let's see. What else here have we got? Well, I mean, you get the idea. Fully cooked meats are up 6.1%, sauces 5.7%, yogurt 5.3%, fresh meat 5.5%, cookies and crackers 4%, pizza. Now, how much more is pizza now than it was before? You guys are experts in pizza.
I don't know. We've got
no idea.
I don't know. We've got a really good pizza place in the little village where we live. And
you affected by the ads, like the Domino's ads that's playing everywhere these days? Get it for $5.99 everything. Does that move you to go to Domino's?
No. I'm not a Domino's fan.
I was going to say. So I'm very picky with sauces. I don't like a typical red sauce. So a place has to have a really good white sauce or just a really, really good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it for
me. So here's another aspect to what we all know about the costs of going to buy food to the grocery store. What you may not, this is back to what we were talking about before, Victoria, with the announcement AT&T is going to try to buy up all of everything. And so what we have on the grocery front is the same thing. Not only do you have Walmart and Amazon to contend with, but according to the National Grocers Association, which is the trade association that represents the independent grocery stores, they have just released a white paper that details the way the dominant retailers abuse their marketing power, their access to supply, and the small grocers are being marginalized because they are not able to get a hold of the same quality of food that the big ones, the big companies, are buying. They're controlling. This is the same damn thing that happens with everything. We have allowed the country, we have allowed this to happen. We live in a democracy. We live in a country that supposedly runs by rules and regulations. And when we elect people to political positions and they appoint bureaucrats who make decisions that are not in your best interest, if you follow the bouncing ball, then you should know this. But so nobody's taught these sorts of things in school anymore. So people say, huh, what's going on? I don't understand why everything's so expensive. It's your fault that everything's so expensive because you haven't made a lot of racket to the people who are in charge of overseeing this. The Justice Department is supposed to oversee all these big conglomerates buying up more and more big conglomerates. But when you see 35% to 40% of the manufacturer's total sales are in the hands of four different companies, think about that. Albertsons, you know, that line. And also, by the way, Walmart, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, Walmart's in there, and so is Amazon in terms of who's able to buy the stuff at the best price on the wholesale market. And as usual, the farmers get screwed in all of this. But so if you look back to, let's say, last September, during the middle of the pandemic, product shortages everywhere, Walmart implemented a 3% cost of goods penalty on any supplier who didn't deliver 98% of its order in full and on time. So if you're selling all of that stuff to Walmart and you have a 3%, most of this, the margins in here are not that great to begin with. So if you don't deliver everything on time, they're going to whack you 3%. You don't want to lose their business because it's such a large volume. But yet, you know, hello, there's not a lot of money in it. The same thing, I'm looking at some comments made by a guy named Jimmy Wright, who owns Wright's Market in Alabama. He says people in our town forced to make an extra trip to the nearest big chain because they couldn't find the things they needed at my store. And that's because he's treated differently by the suppliers. And because and another great example of this, for example, when you buy fruit, I'm not buying anything that comes from Driscoll. No more. I'm done buying it. I look around for all the independent marketers of stuff, but Driscoll has such a lock on this on fruits, berries especially. That you can't go into a store, no matter what the quality of it, whether it's organic or whether it's natural, I mean, whether it's regular, and not see Driscoll berries all over the place. So I am now not buying Driscoll berries anymore. No more. I'll buy the things from some of the independent, a lot of Canadian processors and Chile. A lot of good fruits at this time of year come from Chile, but no more Driscolls. I don't know what you ladies are finding when you go to the grocery store. But the monopolies here are very dangerous. There are all kinds of antitrust scholars that are looking at this. It's 48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here with his file from the Money Pit is Tom Kreidler, Tommy the K, on the DJV program with Money Pit. Okay, here we have questions from our listeners about what's going on and what Tom can do to help him out on the Money Pit, which is a radio program heard around the country, around the world, actually. Every weekend, you check your local station. What is that? What they say? Check your local listings for time and station. You can also get it. You know, you go to Money Pit, the podcast and the newsletter. You can find a lot of the really good information out there. Nicole, listening, asking Tommy, what is the rule of thumb for painting over water stains? Ah, there's a good question. Is it happening more on the roof? I've got, you know, I was talking about the peeling in my roof, but there's no water leak. So yeah. What's her problem here? What is she going to do?
Well, when you have water that leaks through a drywall ceiling, and really, frankly, even if you have water stains that come up through wood trim, like say it's on your porch or something like that, and you try to paint over it with regular paint, you'll find that the stain just sort of bleeds through. Mm-hmm. So you have to prime the area that was stained. Well, first of all, you have to stop the leak.
Yeah, right.
And then you have to prime the stain. And if it's a small stain, you could just do what we call spot prime, which is, means just prime that little area. And then you could paint over it. But you will find, though, if it's a larger stain and you just try to curtail your painting to that one area, that you'll see it even after it dries. You'll notice a difference, even if it's the same color, because you're changing the absorption rate of the drywall underneath. So it looks definitely looks slightly different, and you may have to just do the whole ceiling. But, of course, first thing to call, fix the leak, and then prime the spot, and then put your top coat over that.
I notice you have a big milestone in that you have, with your podcasting, come up with 2,100 different, what is it, a 15-minute podcast? How long do your podcast last?
No, 30-minute episodes. 2,100, episode 2,100. We have just dropped. This one's about DIY fire pits, which is a fun topic this time of year. You know, these cool summer evenings, it's so nice to have a fire pit outside. And you can build them yourself these days, very simply because of the concrete blocks that are available, the sculpted blocks. I'm not talking about like a cinder block. They have these beautiful, like, landscaping blocks that come in different shapes, like trapezoidal shapes, so you can make a round fire pit. You can even buy the fire pit rings, the metal rings that fit inside of this. But literally, in just a couple of hours, you can put together a fire pit and enjoy it forever. You know, it's a great fun project. So we talk about that. Also, how to manage your gutters with all this rain that we've been having, mm-hmm. and how to make sure that they're clean, they're sized properly, and some tricks of the trade for that. Yeah, episode 2100 just dropped. You can go to moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast, and you'll get all the info right there.
All right, so the newsletter also, you have lots of different ways of getting information out. I thought this was kind of interesting. Get rid of 1,000 Lakers without getting grossed out. All right, Jay, no. Victoria, let's gross out the girls.
That is one insect that really grosses people out, the 1,000 yeah. legger.
You know, it's technically known as the house centipedes. The grubs in the lawn, yeah. they gross me out.
Yeah, they gross you out, yeah. Well, I mean, that's an easy fix there.
All
you can
the
use
place
grub
to
control
the grubs.
For that, Doug.
Yeah, I know. I got a spray, and I was spraying it on the lawn, and my lawn guy said it was too early or something to do it. I don't know what he was talking about, but he said, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
So taking care of it means I didn't realize, I didn't even think about it. Last year, on the side of a knoll at the house, the grass all just went away. It didn't go brown. It just disappeared.
Really?
And come to find out the grubs are underneath there, grubbing away, eating the roots of the lawn. Where did I think about that every once in a while. Why does God, why do we have grubs? What possibly?
Yeah, what purpose do they serve? Well, here's one sort of purpose they serve. They feed the moles. when you get the mole tunnels under your lawn,
they're all
looking for the grubs.
Right. Okay.
And so if you get those tunnels in your lawn, you use grub control. And your landscape guy's right. You put it in early spring and also in late summer.
Okay. Got it. Corey has, as a listener, not because she's a listener, but purchased a home. It was built in 1945, has some nice wood siding. She's worried about termites.
Yeah, this is interesting. Corey is very, very afraid of termites. She's have a fear of termites, and I wondered, if she should look into replacing the siding with vinyl, as if that's the only wood in the house. Corey, there is a smorgasbord of wood for your termites to eat, and that's not the way to control them. If you have a fear of termites, you can do two things. Number one, you can have an annual pest inspection by a pest control professional who knows how to spot them. And if you do find them, you can treat them. And today, the treatments are undetectable to termites, which is a good thing because they spray into the soil or they put the treatment in the soil around the foundation perimeter. The termites pass through that, and they take the treatment back to the nest where all the rest of the termites are eliminated and your problem solved.
MoneyPit.com is Tommy's website.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.